More than 6% of Alaskans live without water or sewer systems. The so-called honey bucket is a third world solution, and millions of federal and state dollars have been devoted to changing it. But people in 3,300 households in the state live without running water and flush toilets and have much higher rates of hospitalization for respiratory and skin infections. Today, we begin a five-part series from KNBA's Jocelyn Estes entitled Kick the Bucket, in which we'll get a closer look at the water and sewer systems in rural Alaskan communities. Part one looks at the public health implications of inadequate water supplies.
If you're one of Kwithluk's 750 residents, you're 400 miles from the road system that serves Anchorage and Fairbanks, 120 miles from the Bering Sea, and live near a branch of the Kuskokwim River. In the winter, this is how you get water for your household.
You have to chip the ice away. You have to chip and chip, especially when it was really cold and the ice was thick.
Until Claudia Hansen's home gets hooked up to a new piped water and sewer system, her son continues to haul ice from the Kwithluk River. Once it melts and the silt settles, it's ready to use and drink. 50 miles up the Kuskokwim River in Tuntutuliak, Lucy Loopy says fetching water is a young man's job.
Since my husband is getting older, it is harder for him to get ice.
Alaskans without plumbing also collect rainwater or buy water at a central watering point, often carrying home 5-gallon jugs weighing about 40 pounds each. After all that effort, people use water sparingly, as little as 2 gallons per person per day. 15 gallons a day is considered necessary to stay clean, and the average American uses 80 to 100 gallons of water a day. One way villagers conserve water is by sharing a basin of soapy water for hand washing. Especially for little ones, this can foster respiratory infections, as Kivalina Community Health Aide Isabel Booth explains.
A lot of respiratory illness. We've had a lot of pneumonia and bronchiolitis in like 2 and under.
CDC studies show Alaskans without plumbing get invasive pneumococcal infections up to 11 times more often than other Alaskans. In southwest Alaska, where 40% of the homes lack plumbing, 1 in 4 infants is hospitalized for severe respiratory infection. In northwest Alaska, Kivalina gets its water from a river and sometimes can't get enough to last all year. Booth says she sees the effects when the water tanks are closed.
Every time when they shut down, I start to see abscess, skin problems like abscess start.
When people can't use outhouses due to permafrost or boggy ground, for instance, they use a bucket fitted with a toilet seat, a honey bucket, which gets emptied every day or so. In Tuntutuliak, Adolf Loopy carries his family honey bucket down a boardwalk leading to an underground bunker. He advises caution.
Make sure it's not slippery around here. Or we'll slip in the honey bucket will be over us.
Back indoors, Loopy says it's worse when it's warmer.
When the springtime comes, it's really gross and smelly.
People are frustrated, but most say they wouldn't move just to have plumbing. Many villagers have strong ties, like Lucy Loopy, who says she doesn't know who she would socialize with in larger communities.
It's where our relatives are. Like, if I was in the city, where would I turn to for help or even to socialize.
And many rural communities have thrived for centuries because they're ideally situated for food gathering. Stanley Hawley of Kivalina says he's driven by the imperative and rewards of supporting his family with food from nature.
Once we get exposed to that livelihood, that way of living. It gets ingrained in our spirit and in our soul and in our psyche.
Health experts say near universal piped water and sewer is one of, if not the most important American public health achievement of the 20th century. It helped cut U.S. mortality rates by 40% and raise life expectancy from 47 to 63 years. Later, we'll hear about some of the reasons so many Alaskans still live without plumbing. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.